Chapter 2, An Answered Prayer. Going forward that Sunday was not only a turning point for the bridge, but for me spiritually as well. I felt that a huge burden had been lifted off my chest. I now understood what people meant when they say, "Turn it all over to God and take your burdens to the altar and leave them there." This reminded me of a hymn the choir would sing almost every Sunday at Jones Crossroads Baptist Church in Lancaster, "Tell It to Jesus." It's funny how we seem to remember the words to a familiar hymn, but not always the meaning of those words. The first part of verse 1 says, "Are you weary? Are you heavy-hearted? Tell it to Jesus, tell it to Jesus." Now I finally understood the meaning of those words. When our load is heavy and we are physically and mentally exhausted, tell it to Jesus. He will listen. He will give you strength. He will ease your burden. All day Monday at work, and even that night when taking my son, Jordan, to baseball practice, I reflected back on my prayer. Pulling into the baseball field parking lot, I felt my phone vibrate, which meant I had just gotten an email. I waited until Jordan had gotten out of the truck, knowing an email this late at night was probably a power outage alarm from work. Taking my phone out of my pocket, I selected the check email icon. It showed one unopened email. An email from Ken France. Opening the email, I noticed it was not a form letter from a big company, but a personal letter written by Ken himself, as the first sentence stated, "I read your letter attached." Words cannot describe the emotions that ran through my body at that moment as tears covered my face and joy filled my heart. I immediately stopped and thanked God for the answer to my prayer, thanking Him for showing me an open door, one that I had searched for over a year on my own. I called Pastor Ben to tell him this incredible news. He wasn't at home, so I managed to compose myself enough to leave him a message. Then I received a second email from Bridges to Prosperity, this one from Milosh. I was simply amazed. That night I emailed a friend, telling about the answered prayer. Crystal, God has answered our prayers. If I wasn't directly involved with this project, I would not have believed it. Incredible. I now have a national team wanting to look at our bridge site. I was literally in tears as I read the reply to my 4-page letter. I told Pastor Ben I want to share it this Sunday with our congregation. It's that big. Thomas. P.S. I'm going to suggest to our church's mission team our efforts be called Bridge to Faith, because that's what projects like this do. They bridge our faith to God. I spent the next night on Bridges to Prosperity's website, studying their bridge design manual, construction drawings, and photos. Building a pedestrian walking bridge was still not going to be easy, but I felt encouraged as I looked at pictures of all the completed bridges on their website. Then, as I glanced back through the email sent to me by Milosh, one of his statements struck me. B2P does not fund bridges, nor do we do fundraising. The funds for the bridge must come from your church, the municipality, or a combination. In their emails, Ken and Milosh had mentioned the estimated cost for the bridge of $25,000. This would be my church's portion of the project to pay for the materials to build the bridge. Bridges to Prosperity would provide the final bridge design, training, and supervision, which cost them about $25,000 per bridge. According to Ken, their bridge projects were sponsored by a Rotary Club of their choosing, and that is where they get their money to provide the support for each project. I spent the rest of the week preparing a message to share with my church congregation, giving a project update on the Bridge to Faith, with a theme of faith is you taking the first step, with Jesus ready to take your hand and lead you the rest of the way, accompanied by a verse of scripture from the book of James. My brothers and sisters, if people say they have faith but do nothing, Their faith is worth nothing. Can faith like that save them? James chapter 2, verse 14, New Century Version. It had been over 2 years since Mike had introduced the project to the congregation, so part of my update reintroduced the purpose of the bridge and how it would help the community in Nicaragua. I included information about the organization Bridges to Prosperity, with whom I was recommending our mission team partner. I also gave them a construction timeline, with an estimated completion date of May of 2011. Then, I asked for everyone's support for the project and prayer for other churches to join us in the fundraising, not just for the money, but to share in the blessings we would all receive when the project is completed and we see a community of people standing on that bridge praising God. I shared a lot of information with the church congregation that Sunday morning, except for one detail, the cost. A bridge fundraising campaign to raise $25,000. Now, how well would that go over with my congregation? Sure, the Nicaragua mission team had always been able to raise several thousand dollars each year for its small building projects, but never an amount even close to the $25,000 needed for the bridge. Plus, the church was in the middle of a Challenge to Build program for a new family life center. But before Mike or anyone else was going to announce the money part, we needed to meet a representative from Bridges to Prosperity in Nicaragua to determine if our bridge site would even meet the BTP criteria, not just in terms of soil conditions, but also the elevations.